We are learning Masechta Zivam Mistav Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. We are starting the brand new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Bas Yisrael Shnisses LeKoyin. A Bas Yisrael that's married to Koyin and therefore she's able to eat Truma. Umeis and her husband dies. And Rashi says the case over here is that she left over children. Now the halacha is that a Bas Yisrael married to Koyin. She eats Truma because she's the Kinyan Kasboy of the Koyin. But if the Koyin dies, she doesn't eat Truma. But if she leaves over children who are Kahanim, they are Michael her Truma. So here, the husband died, and they left over children. So the other, she's eating truma, she continues eating truma because of her children. There was other banim. But, v'nichum u'beres, she's also pregnant. So what's the shaila? The shaila is like this. K'mavuyin in the Gemara and in the Mishnah. The problem is like this. This man Yama holds that the ubar has a schia in the Yerusha also. So it turns out, let's say there's three boys and the ubar. So the nechasim, the possessions are owned by the three boys and the ubar. If the Uber is in a keva, then there's no Yerusha. But if the Uber is a Zachar, then the Uber owns the possessions also. The Shaila is, could the Avodim eat Truma? What's the Shaila? Because maybe the Uber owns the Eved, but can't be Michael Truma. And that's what this man Yama holds, Rav Yesi holds. V'nichum Beres, lo yoichlu Avodah b'Truma. None of the Avodim eat Truma. We don't know which Eved belongs to the Uber. We're playing Chalka Uber, because of the Chalek, the part of the partnership of the Uber basically. Sha Uber Paisel Veina Michael. The Rabbi Yisi. The halacha is the Uber is enough to pass of Veina Michael. What does it mean Paisel? That means if it's the opposite case, if there's a Bas Koyin married to Yisrael, so while the Bas Koyin is married to Yisrael, she doesn't eat Truma. The Bas Koyin does not eat Truma. So if she gets, and if her husband dies, she goes back home, like it says in Parashas Emor, she goes back home and she eats Truma. But if she leaves over Uber, so the halacha is that she can't eat Truma. She can't eat truma because not called loshav beis avia kinurah. So therefore, uber is paisel and also veina michael. And in this case, it's also not michael. It's not michael. Wouldn't be michael her in a case where, let's say, a bas yisrael was married to a kohen and all she had was mubaris, it would not be michael her. And in this case, the avodim also, it cannot be michael the avodim. And there's a suffix whichever is owned by the uber. Therefore, the avodim cannot eat truma. Here's the chiddush. You know, there's other children here, but where she's continues eating, but the avodim we're not sure they can't eat. If you have this problem that an Uber can be Michael, so why dafka a Bas Yisrael to a Koyin? The same halacha. A Bas Koyin to a Koyin, the husband dies, v'nichum u'beres, left her pregnant, lo yoichlu avodah b'truma. The avodim shouldn't eat truma, because of Uber. Same problem. What? Because... what? She's a Bas Koyin. She can eat truma. She's ready to question the avodim. The avodim, some of the avodim are owned by the Uber. And an Uber can be Michael Truma. Uber can be Michael Truma. That's the problem. So if you're saying, Rabbi Yonah is telling Rabbi Yossi that if you hold... what? Not Dhamma Rav Shah. What? We don't know which one it is. No, Eved belongs to Uber, can be Truma. Because Uber is not Michael. We'll see why in a second, why Uber can't be Michael. But if Uber can't be Michael, it makes a difference if it's a Bas Yisrael or Bas Koyin. That's Rabbi Yonah's taina. And we'll see in the Gemara what's the answer to this taina. We'll see in the Gemara momentarily, we'll see why Uber can't be Michael. But the basic surah of the Mishnah is that according to Rav Yossi, he's saying the Uber cannot be Michael, and therefore, since it's a suffix, which part the Uber owns, therefore, the Evadim can't eat Truma. And Rabban say, even about current to current, it's the same halacha. So Gemara is going to ask now, what's the pshat in Rav Yossi? Ibayiluhu, time with Rav Yossi, what's the reasoning of Rav Yossi that Uber can't be Michael? Time with Rav Yossi, b'shem dekasava, Uber me zara zara hu. Is pshat in Rav Yossi because the Uber in the stomach of a Zar is a Zar, and therefore the Uber is still considered not considered a Kohen, and therefore it can't be Michael. Or Dilma, a different pshat, because the pasuk says, "Yelid beisa him yechlu." When we teach, "Yelid beisa him yachilu," they can be Michael. So dafka yelud Michael, she'ain yelud ain't a Michael. Dafka someone gives birth can be Michael, but if the Mubar is not born yet, ain't a Michael. That's the two start the most pshat in the Uber can. Is pshat is because the Uber is considered a czar and the czar owns the Avet, or Yelud can be Michael, but any Yelud can be Michael. What's an Afkamina? Lamai Afkamina. Le Uber make a henes if it's a Bas Koyin. That would be an Afkamina. Very good shmak. That if you hold the Svara is Uber may czar or czar who is then a Bas Koyin will be able to be Michael because it's not a czar. But if you hold Lud any Michael, there won't be Michael. So which reason is the reason? So I'm a chalikus. I'm a rabba. Had a time with Rav Yossi. The ksava uber meizara zaru. Rabba says the pshat is uber meizara zaru. Rav Yossi v'amar the pshat is you lud Michael any lud any Michael. That the pshat is because only some a baby who's born can be Michael any lud any Michael. Meisvei, Meisvei Kashav Eru Mishta. Omrula Rav Yesi. It is not it's the same kind of our Mishnah, but it's a brisa. Omrula Rav Yesi. Ma'achash Adlanu Abasi Shol Koyin. Since you told us that Abasi Shol to the Koyin that's pregnant, the Avodim cannot eat Truma. So Abasi Koyin the Koyin. Ma'u. What's the loch Abasi Koyin the Koyin? And Omar Lehem, Rav Yesi answers, Zu Shemati, Blu Shemati. I heard about Abbas Yisrael. I never heard of Abbas Koyin. So what's the chilek in Abbas Koyin and Abbas Yisrael? Yam Bishlama Uba Meizoro Zarhu, Hainu Tekom Lehi Zu Shemati, Blu Shemati. If you hold the Pshat as Uba Meizoro Zarhu, so that's Pshat, Hainu Tekom Lehi Zu Shemati, Vezu Lehi Shemati. Eli Amrit, you look Michael, Sheilu Dene Michael, Mai Zu Shemati, Blu Shemati. It's the exact same thing. Rabbi Yitzchak says, oh, I never heard of a case of Abbas Koyin. So if you learn the Pshat as Meizor Zaru, so understand there's a chilek to Abbas Koyin and Abbas Yisrael. If the Vardis Lurin and Michael, what does it mean? I never heard that. It's the same exact thing. Kasha. So basically, what the Gemara is saying is, Rabbi Yitzchak, who's Mechalik, between Abbas Yisrael and Abbas Koyin, must hold that the reason is, als Uber the Meizor Zaru. And therefore he says, Dafka Abbas Yisrael married to Koyin, the Avodim Kenny Truma, because the Uber is a Zar. Masha Inkain, by a case where by Shenkein by Bas Koyin where it's not a zar, it could eat truma, but if you hold the varas of Luda and Maicha, it makes no difference. And Taisa speaks out that the Rabbanon who tainted to Rabbi Yesi obviously held that they thought that the reason of Rabbi Yesi was as Luda and Maicha. Therefore, they tell him, what do you mean? Why is Bas Koyin any different? The Rabbanon thought that was the reason of Rabbi Yesi. Therefore, he said, what's the difference? So Akaponim, we're coming out. Luda Meicha means that only a child that's born, a Kohen that's born, can be Meichel, Davodim, and Chuma, not an unborn child. Just a fetus, a Uber, cannot be Meichel. That's be Yalud. That's what looks like a Pasuk. So, Al-Kavonim, so bottom line is, we're saying is, Pshad and Rabbi Yasi is Al Mezar Zaru, and therefore Bas Kohen is different. The Rabbanon thought the reason was Yalud and Meichel, therefore the Rabbanon and Akasha are Rabbi Yasi. So, I think we're right. Om Rav Yehuda. So come out, Makasha, come out. That looks like that's the Ikar reason, Mezar Zaru. That's look like, then a lot of Shem go like that, all of Shem Makasha, but on the Rambam maybe, but that's what comes at the Ikar reason. Om Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. Zud de Rav Yehuda. This whole discussion we were just discussing about the Uber, about the Avod not eating, that's Rav Yehuda Shita. Ava Chachamim Maimrim, Chachamim hold, yes, loy banim, if there is children, oichlo mashim banim. And even if she is pregnant, what's the reason? Yes, loy banim means if she has children, either daughters or sons, then and we're not worried about the Uber. Why not? So both Rashi and Tosfos explain because if Shmuel Uber does not have a schia. It's moving more like that. Uber does not have a schia. We're not worried about the Uber. We're not worried about the Uber. Avacham leimrim eyeshle banim oichlam shembanim einle banim. Let's say there's no children. Then who are the next in line to be yairish? The achim, the brothers. The brother of the mates, Oichlam Shabachim. Ainly Achlam, Oichlam Shemishbach, Kulo. Whoever the Mishbach is, the father's Mishbach is one of being Yerush, and they're usually Kahanim. So, therefore, they can eat Truma. That's the Shita Chacham. What does it mean? Basically, this. Chacham hold, we don't care about the Uber. Uber is not Shtar. Why? Because Uber has no Schia. So, that's the halacha. That's what Rehuda Mishmuel said over. That the whole thing is Rebbe Yisrael. Chacham argue. Break the Marakasha. Vzu Le Spirulay. It sounds like it says Vzu de Rebbe Yisrael. Chacham argue something else. So zu v'loy svirlay ha'amar Shmuel. So it sounds like that he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yosi. He holds like a chum, right? That's what it sounds like. So that's Rabbi Yosi. But chum, I'm not like that. It sounds like Shmuel saying I hold the chum. Zu v'loy svirlay, but it's not true. I'm like Shmuel. Rav Chana Bagdasah. Shmuel said to Rav Chana Bagdasah, "Tu pshatim rashi what Bagdasah means. Either he was a Baal Agado or he's from Baghdad." And he told him, "Puk aisli be'asara. Gather me 10 people. I want to say a psak in front of a crowd." Puk actually be'asara. The aim of Lomba and Payom is in front of them. Hamazaka lo Uber kono. The mazaka to Uber. It is koina. There is chia to Uber. So it looks like he holds like a beis. He's not the chum. El zu v'svirle. It must mean here. The zu means zu v'svirle. Zu de rabbeisi and a hold like that. So it's very tomorrow. My kamash malon the pliger rabbanola the rabbeisi. So what are you trying to tell me? There's a chum will argue rabbeisi a hold that there's no chia for Uber. Umi pligi va amar Rav Zakai zu edus heid Rav Yosi pnei Shmaya v'Avtalion. This edus that Rav Yosi said over, he said over that this is halacha that Bas Yisrael the Kohen that's Muberes the Avadim Kani Truma. He said over mepia Shmaya v'Avtalion. He said over b'shem Shmaya v'Avtalion. Didn't hear from them. He was too much later, but he said b'shem them. Va hoydu loy and The Chacham reminded him. So you see that there was no machlekes. Amar Rav Ashi Miktani veKiblu. Don't say they were makabel. VaHoydlok Tani. The Mistava Taimi. It means Hoydlok. They agreed to the reasoning, but they argued beIkar Adim maybe that there's no schia to Uber. Al Kaparim. What comes up from our Gemara is we have a Mishnah that says according to Rav Yosi that if there's an Uber, the Vavim don't eat. The Chacham argued because ain schia Uber, and there could be two shots from Rav Yosi, either Mezar Zarhu or Yelud ain Emaychel. Continues the Gemara in the same sugya. Tana Rabbanan. Heniach banim elu ve'elu oichlim. Which means like this. If a kohen, a bas Yisrael is married to a kohen, so she eats chuma. The kohen dies, she's not pregnant, and they left over children, then everyone eats chuma, shalom Yisrael, the avadim, side of avdim alug, side of avdim tzayim barazol. Everyone eats chuma, mishum de banim, because of the banim, including the isha as well. She eats chuma. Everyone eats chuma. Haniach banim el veil erichlin. Everyone eats chuma. Hanicha mu'ubaras. Let's say she does not leave any children, but she just was mu'ubaras. So bas yisrael married the kohen is mu'ubaras, no children. Elu ve'elu ein erichlin. Not the avadim don't eat, and the wife does not eat chuma. Why? Because the uber is not meichel. They don't eat chuma. In this case, is a kuli alma. They don't eat chuma. There's no one to meichel and chuma. They don't eat chuma. So that's the case of heniach mubaras. Heniach banim heniach mubaras. If you left over children and left over a pregnant lady, so then it depends according to Rav Yosi. Avdei meluk oichlin gder shiach chelas. She eats chuma. Why? Because she has children. So she eats chuma, and her avadim eat chuma also. Avdei tzayim barazol lo yoichlu. Why not? Because of the chelik of the Uber. And we said the Uber makes problems because the Uber has a schia, but the Uber can't be meichel. Sha Uber poysel ve'ine meichel, the Rabbi Yosi. Uber is poysel ve'ine meichel. That's the klal. Ine meichel means it can't feed. For example, if there's no children, only the Uber, it can't feed the mother. And also, if it's maybe a part owner of the avodim, it can't feed them v'chuma. And poysel would mean if she's a bas kain, it passes her also from her, so makes her connected to her husband, the Yisrael. The Rabbi Yosi. That's Rabbi Yosi's shita. Basically, this is elaboration of our Mishnah's Rabbi Yosi. Very clear. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi Eimer, he says cryptic words. We have to wait to Amabez to understand sound this. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi Eimer, Mishum Aviv, Habas Macheles, Haben Ina Machel. The Bas is Michael, the Ben Ina Michael, which makes no sense, Kipshuta. A Bas is Dafka Michael, not a Ben. So we have to see what that means. Rabbi Shimon, I hope you can wait at Amabez. Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechai Eimer, Zchorim yoichlu kulam lekevois lo yoichlu. And Pshat is like this. Zchorim, Rishim Yechai says, he's going with the same shita technically of Rav Yosi, but he's adding on a different halacha which maybe Rav Yosi argues on. So the halacha is that zchorim yoichlu, which means if he has boys, so then the avodim eat. But he argues on Rav Yosi. He says the ubro does not shter. Why not? So we'll speak of that outside. Why isn't Uber shter? That means if you have Scharim, the Avodim eat. I the Uber. So he holds Uber Yeshu Schia. But he holds like this. That here, you go bus arrive, that this Uber will not make a problem. Why? Because one side it's in a keva, then it's not a problem. Because the bottom had Yerusha, the keva is in Yerusha. So Avodim continue eating. And even on the side it's a Zachar, maybe it's going to be a Nefel, it's going to die. So you have Roiv Stodim to say the Uber won't shter. One side in the keva, and there also some die. So basically, it's more than 50% that it won't stir. Therefore, he holds, Zichar, you have Zichar, Michael, I want to eat. But cool on the Kavois, but if you only have the Kavois, lo yoichlu. Why? Shema yimtsu uber zacha, ben abonis, makum aben, klum. He says, if they're all in the Kavois, then they can't, Avalim can't eat. Because if it wouldn't be pregnant, they could eat. But here she's pregnant, it's a problem. Because on the tzad, she has a zachar, it belongs to the zachar, everything, and they can't eat. I can tell me here, go bus arrive. Here, the problem is, even if it's in a keva, it's also a problem, because then it's a partnership. The Gemara really speaks that out. The Gemara says, Frank Gemara, my area, Shem Yim Tzu B'Zachar, typically than a keva and Amipasta. It's also the keva also pasta, because the keva is also a partner. So the Gemara says, you're right. Chod of Oid Kama, Chod of the keva and Amipasta, and it's not to the keva apostles. V'Oid, Shem Yim Tzu B'Zachar, and Abonis Makam Aben Klum. It's not a regular v'chad of a oid ka'amar like the Ritva speaks out. Usually v'chad of a oid ka'amar means each reason is enough. He need both of them. He needs shem yimtzu v'zachar, and also maybe it's in a keva, and that will make a problem. So the Gemara explains what we just explained, really. The Gemara has explained now the pshat in Rishim Eichai. It said, kulam z'charim yechelu, which means if you have a zachar, Rashi Nagar is Kulam. Kulam is Chayim Rechelu, that if you have a Zachar, then the Uber, then the Avodah will eat Chuma. I, the Uber, maybe the Uber is a Zachar. So he said Pshat, the Gemara doesn't say Pshat. Kulam is Chayim Rechelu, break the Gemara, Ika Uber. Zachar, the Gemara, Kesavar, Ein Choshishim Lemiyuta. We hold, you're not Choshish for the Miyut. Which means that the Zachar is only a Miyut, because there's two stars in Tebekel. Maybe it's being a Keva, and even if it's a Zachar, maybe it's in a Dai. So Ein Choshishim Lemiyuta, that's Pshat and Mishim Ve'echoy. Like we just explained, that's Pshat and Mishim Ve'echoy. Very good shmak. V'boyis Eima, not a Pshat, we didn't speak out. Didn't Pshat Mishim Ve'echoy. Remember, Mishim Ve'echoy says, if you have boys, the Avadim eat Chuma. If you have only girls, they don't eat. So he said, Tona Pshat is because when there's a boy, so then you go bust the right stardom that the Uber will not shter, will not make a problem. But if it's a keva, there's already two stardom. Either it's a keva or a zacha, as long as it's a healthy baby, it's going to make a problem. So that was the first pshat. The boy is saying another pshat. Lo ilom kasav v'choshim yuta. They are worried maybe a zacha. But here, davdin le tekanta. Here you do a takana. What you do is, you split the Yerusha before the Uber is born already. It's like this. If the Uber is going to be a zacher, we're going to make a split right now. You guys who are alive get all the avodim. He's getting the yacht. He's getting something else. The Uber is getting something else. And therefore, it doesn't stare the truma of the avodim. That's what you do. Loilam kasav chashimuta. Davin leita kanta. Rav Nachman Mashmul. Omar Rav Nachman Mashmul. Yisoyimim shabau lach v'michse avim. If you have kesoyimu akhtanim, that they want to be chaylik v'michse avim. Bezdim amidim lev apotropis. Bezdim appoints a treasurer, apotropis. Ubayir lahem chaylik yafa. And they try to do the best chaylik for that, their client. And but agdilu yichayim limchah. They get older, they can be meicher. But right now it works. It's a good chalukah. When they're bottom made a takana, I'll have gemazim hefka. They can do it. Or maybe it's a pasuk. They can make a chalukah. When they get older, they're yichayim limchah. Rav Nachman the day on agdilu any yichayim limchah. They became makayach gemazim yafa. Once you do it, it's done. You can't be meicher. And whatever the split is, it's done. But upon what do you see? You could do a split, even when it's a ketanim. So Uber also do a split. So the tariff is like this. If the ars charim. So we're not worried. Even if the Uber's be a Zach, won't be a problem because we split the Chaluka, split the Yerusha. Aye, then Kul and the Kavis also should be good. No, Kul and the Kavis is different because Kul and the Kavis is the Tzad, that's the Uber Zach, and the Uber gets everything. Then I bought the Kenny Truma. Because you can't make Chaluka, maybe it's going to be a Zach. Maybe the Uber will be a Zach, then they get nothing than the Kavis. So therefore, if Kul and the Kavis won't work, that's Sharam Shem Echai. If you have Scharim, Davad Makid, because you make Chaluka. If they're in the Kavis, so then they can't eat because Shema Yimtzu Uber Zacha. So now it's mashman in the Brisa that Rav Yosi argues on that, right? Rav Yosi holds Mubarak is a problem. So Leimad Rav Nachman Tanoi, maybe Rav Nachman who says that you could do Chaluka is a Tanoi because why didn't the Tanakam hold it? It's making this Chaluka and therefore the Avadim could eat. Zok Dimar, Lord, the Kuliam is Rav Nachman, and holds Rav Nachman. Vahacha b'choshen lemuta kemifigi. Everyone holds of Rav Nachman. And if he did a takana, it would work. But here, he didn't do a takana. He didn't do the takana. And the machlokes is, if you chayish miyuta or not, like the first pshat in the Gemara, if you're not going to say, it's not a machlokes tanoim, because I hold pshat in the machlokes of Shem Yechayim race is, if you chayish miyuta. Pshat of Shem Yechayim says that, by schar mechelu is, because you're not worried Shem uber zacha. Why? Because on the tzad it's a cave that's good and may die as an eiffel. That's pshat of Shem Yechayim. That's machlokes of Shem Yechayim race. And therefore, it's not a machlokes in his halacha. But if you do that, it works. But here, the machlokes of Shem Yechayim and the race is, if chayish miyuta or not. So at the bottom line, we have two pshatim, but fear of Nachman, we have to say this pshat. There's two pshatim in Rav Shimon Yochai. Either pshat is you're not worried about Miyuta because there's two stardom to Mekel, or you'll make a chalukah and give all the avodim to the alive children, the children that are alive, and therefore there won't be a problem of Yelud, Einoi Meichel.